slower growth ahead, a fighting flare-up in eastern Ukraine this week, and in Iraq, the caliphate on the march with American weapons. Hi, I'm Charles Goyette, and this is your Freedom and Prosperity Commentary for Monday, July 7. On Tuesday, we'll get the release of the minutes of the Fed's last meeting. That was in mid-June. At that meeting, the Fed was forced to downgrade its growth forecast from the range of 2.8 to 3%. That was the projection they made at the March meeting. Now it's down to 2.1 to 2.3% for the year. It was also at that press conference at the end of the June meeting that Fed head Janet Yellen said that all the data about rising consumer prices was just noise. Well, it was sure noisy at my neighborhood grocery store over the weekend. Not a lot of fundamental economic reports ahead this week, but Fed officials will be unavoidable for comment. They're everywhere, speaking at all kinds of events. By the way, the IMF may be downgrading its growth forecast for the year as well. It's been calling for global economic growth of 3.6% this year, way off the mark. IMF head Christine Lagarde made remarks over the weekend signaling that a cut in its outlook is coming soon. More signs of the coming unwind of the dollar reserve status. The $400 billion Russia-China natural gas deal will, in my view, be seen as a key event in the dollar's global hegemony coming apart. Now France's finance minister and some of France's business leaders have fired a major barrage at the dollar. They're questioning the necessity of its use as an intermediary in international commerce, for example, the purchase of petroleum and elsewhere in global trade. But let me unwind this for you. The dissatisfaction with the dollar really is brand new pushback against U.S. heavy-handedness around the world. Last week, the U.S. fined French bank BNP Paribas almost $9 billion for violating U.S. sanctions around the world, including against Sudan, Cuba, and Iran. But in Moscow, Russian President Putin says that the fine is actually blackmail of France for agreeing to sell warships to Russia and to train Russian seamen on those warships. Putin says the U.S. even offered to cut or drop the fines against BNP, the bank, if France canceled the deal with Russia. And what is that if it's not blackmail, asked Putin. But the fine has provoked an anti-dollar backlash in France, and that will join the backlash that is growing around the rest of the world. Confrontations in Ukraine are likely to flare up again this week, with the government in Kiev moving to retake cities where Russian separatists have been strong. Whether clandestine support continues to flow from Russia remains to be seen, but Russia does intend to commemorate its annexation of Crimea. The Bank of Russia has announced that it will issue a new ruble banknote, marking that event. And the ISIS caliphate in Iraq will be on the march this week as well, supported by their huge harvest of captured American weaponry. Security analyst Anthony Cordesman is quoted in the Wall Street Journal saying that ISIS has taken control of approximately three divisions worth of equipment and probably at least three depots in the area around Mosul. He says, what they almost certainly do have now is enough ammunition to support a major campaign and enough small arms and vehicles to move quickly. By the way, have you noticed that every single item in today's update is, in one way or another, bullish for gold? And that's your Freedom and Prosperity Commentary. I'm Charles Goyette.
For information on how to order Charles Goyette's Freedom and Prosperity newsletter and more, please log on to moneyandmarkets.com or call toll-free 1-800-291-8545.